10 minutes and 35 seconds, don't leave your radio. Listen as carefully as you can, because you're going to take part in an experience you've never had before and probably will never have again. You are going to fly a B-29 mission over the mainland of Japan. Now, when you listen to this Army Wire recording of what's happening, remember that this is the real thing. There was no rehearsal, no carefully planned script, no prearranged dialogue and sound effects, but a true report of exactly what took place. When the combat reporter speaks of flak, you'll know that at that very moment it was cutting the sky around him, real and hard and deadly. When he speaks of enemy fighters closing in, you'll know that he could look over his shoulder and see them circling for the kill. The plane is the city of Muncie, and the pilot, Lieutenant Frank Crowcroft. The next voice you hear will be AAF Combat Reporter Staff Sergeant Hal Brown as the B-29 flies over the mainland of Japan, approaching its target.
While we're moving in on the target of Japan, I should like to say this is a daylight mission and the weather is crystal clear. Our bombardier, Lieutenant Charlie Henderson, is all smiles with expectations. We are now 2 minutes to the bomb run. No fighters, no flak as yet. Weather remains crystal clear, a beautiful sunny day. We have observed some surface craft and some inland waterways here. Through the right window, I can observe a portion of a Japanese coastline. It's a peaceful, pastoral scene. One minute to our bomb run. No flak, no fighters as yet. Things are too peaceful and we are uneasy. Tension among the crew is high, but everyone is calm. We're moving closer to our bomb run now. One unidentified plane at 2 o'clock low has just been reported by our tail gunner, Staff Sergeant Wolf. Our bombardier is getting ready now. Everything has been cleared. Moving on the bomb run, he's huddling over that intricate instrument in front of him. Now I can look out my compartment window and see that unidentified plane. We are, by the way, on the bomb run at the present time. The unidentified plane is some distance off, lower than our line of flight, however, keeping up on a parallel speed with us, probably using his plane as radio to radio our position. Altitude and speed. We are now on the bomb run. As yet, our bomb bay doors have not opened. Our giant bomb bay doors have just yawned open. This is it. We're starting in. Our aircraft commander, Lieutenant Frank Crowcroft, is holding her on course while our bombardier gets ready. Everyone is tense. Straight course into target. An unidentified plane, a fighter, is still tagging along parallel with us. Up ahead, I can see puffs of ack-ack coming up. Black puffs of smoke straight ahead. We're moving into it. A fighter has been reported at 1 o'clock. We're holding our course on our bomb run. Another fighter has been reported at 2 o'clock high. Now he's at 3 high. a deer is crouching over this delicate instrument now. Everyone is holding course. To my right, I can see puffs of Akak still coming up, also straight ahead. We are running into a curtain of anti-aircraft fire at the present time. And our ship is jockeying now as we move into it. Getting a little rough. A fighter is coming in at 4. Bombs away! Bomb bay doors are closing. About 28 fighters have been reported by our waist gunner at 9 o'clock. They haven't as yet come in. Our left waist gunner, Sergeant Siegel, says that flight, those three flights of fighters are still hanging on. Three flights of fighters are still hanging on our wingtip to the left. We're still waiting. They haven't as yet come in, although they look like they're coming. That flight of about 30 Jap bombers, or Jap fighters rather, are still hanging on. About 30. We're just passing over the Japanese coastline again and out to the open sea. And that water looks awfully good. We want to put miles and miles between us and the Japanese island right now. Those fighters over to our left that I talked to you about a moment ago are not coming in. We're passing away. We can see the waves lapping up on the shores down below us. And we're heading out to the open sea. Those planes we saw a moment ago that we thought was a fighter helmet turned out to be some of our own 29s, and how welcome they look. We're now putting miles between us and the Japanese coastline. Our 29 is functioning beautifully, smoothly as we streak away toward the Marianas. And that's our mission. This is your AAF combat reporter returning you now to the United States.
You have just listened to one of our B-29s actually bombing Japan. It may now be told that the gunners on that plane, the city of Muncie, personally accounted for at least three of the Jap planes you heard shot down. That mission covered a distance of 3,400 miles and took 17 hours to fly. Their bombs fell squarely on industrial Japanese targets, and then the superfortress and all its crew returned safely to their base in the Marianas. Listening to this historic broadcast with you in the Blue Network studios in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco are some of the wives and mothers of the city of Muncie's crew. Here in the Los Angeles studio is Mrs. E.F. DeVesey, mother of Lieutenant Robert Smith, the navigator who put the city of Muncie on its course and held it there. What did you think of that mission you just heard, Mrs. DeVesey?
Well, really, I was so thrilled, I don't know what to say.
Well, just tell us something about your son. Is he married?
No, Bob is still single. I suppose he hasn't thought much about marriage because he's so young.
Young? How old is he?
He was 20 on the 21st of March.
Well, that must make him just about the youngest member of the crew.
Yes, he's probably the baby. He won't admit it, but I think he is.
Tell us, when did you last see Bob?
He was home on leave last Christmas, just a little more than 3 months ago. But it seems a great deal longer.
Yes, I'll bet it does. Have you ever met the other crew members or their families, Mrs. DeVesey?
Yes, just one. But I wish I could meet all of them. They're part of Bob's family now.
Well, in a way, you're about to meet two of them. Mrs. Sarah Siegel, the wife of the tail gunner, Leroy Siegel, is in our New York studio, and Mrs. Frank Crowcroft is in the San Francisco studio. They've been listening to you, and now we'll bring them in. First, Mrs. Siegel in New York.
This is New York, and Mrs. Siegel is sitting here beside me. What phase of the mission excited you most?
Those Jap planes being shot down. I know Sieg must have got at least one of them, and it sounded as though Doug Blum got one of them, too.
Have you met many of the other boys?
Yes, all of them, and most of their wives, when we were back in Kansas. I'm glad we're going to hear from Mrs. Crowcroft. I want to congratulate her.
On the way her husband handled the plane?
No, on the baby she had last month.
Say, that is wonderful news.
And that's not all. Charlie Henderson's wife, he's the bombardier, is expecting one in May, and Lieutenant Mel Green's wife is expecting one any day.
Congratulations seem to be in order all around. We're going to switch to Mrs. Crowcroft in San Francisco now. Is there anything you'd like to say to her?
Could I?
Sure, go right ahead.
Hello, Mike. How's the baby?
All right, San Francisco.
The baby's fine, sir, and she looks more like Frank every day.
And now a few questions from this end, Mrs. Crowcroft. Did you find the mission exciting?
I certainly did. It was just like being with Frank every minute of the way.
He did a great job of taking the city of Muncie and bringing it back.
He always does a great job. He's so good that someday I might trust him to take Susan out in her carriage.
Susan is the baby?
Yes, but at the rate she's growing, she won't be a baby long. She weighs 10 pounds, 4 ounces.
How much did she weigh when she was born?
8 pounds and 7 ounces.
Yes, she certainly is growing up. Well, thank you, Mrs. Crowcroft, and our thanks as well to the other ladies who spoke to us. Now, with hats off to that gallant B-29 and her crew, the AAF Orchestra and singing voices say, well done.
Once again, AAF reporters have put you in direct contact with your Army Air Forces around the globe. These combat teams are operating in every battlefield in the world and in the air fronts beyond the battlefields to bring you first-hand news of our war in the air. The Fighting AAF is an official military operation of the United States Army Air Forces, and will be brought to you each week at this time and shortwave to our troops overseas until our objective victory has been attained. This program has come to you in cooperation with the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.